Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
One by one.
Yes, but you don't have to say the numbers.
Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the road, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. $11. $20.
Yes, great. Please be sure to use complete sentences in your question. Right. So can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No. The price of the bus ticket is $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexico food, Indonesia food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants. Yes, it has.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, it is famous for Asian food.
Right. Third one, could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the Highland Park, which was built on an old tree line 30 feet above the street level. The park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Great. Is the Highland Park above street level?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the Highland Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it is above 11th Avenue.
Alright, great. This is the fourth one. Could you please read the sentences aloud?
There are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located on the northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, it is. No, it is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the end runs along the west coast of the South American. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Great, thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Can you repeat this? I'm sorry.
The American continent consists of North and South America.
Yes. American continent.
Yep.
Yes.
And South America, right?
No, it is located in North America. Yeah, it's okay. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that road can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that the car can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that the car cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, it is.
And two-way roads use white lanes. Sorry, two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, it uses yellow lines.
Okay. This is the last one. Please read them out loud.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Thank you. Do people living in rural areas have less access to health care?
Yes, they do.
And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No, it is higher in urban areas.